If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Charges in a Minnesota police shooting?
People want justice. They want full accountability under the law.
Concerns over the J&J pause.
It does worry me that this could increase vaccine hesitancy.
Break in a murder mystery.
It's been 24, almost 25 years.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. A third night of protests near Minneapolis and across the country.
We ain't going nowhere.
And we could find out today if the police officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright to death during a traffic stop will be charged. She and the police chief both resigned yesterday. Some say the officer should have been fired. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Brooklyn Center.
Police say Officer Kim Potter, who had been training a new officer, thought she reached for her taser.
Taser, taser, taser!
But she fired a gun instead. Officer Potter was a 26-year veteran of the police force. Along with Police Chief Tim Gannon, Potter offered her resignation, saying in a letter she believes it is in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott.
I'm hoping that this will help bring some calm to the community.
Dante Wright, life matters!
In a show of solidarity, Wright's family met with the family of George Floyd just outside the courthouse where the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin is being held.
We're here and we will fight for justice.
Derek Chauvin's defense attorneys are trying to counter dozens of prosecution witnesses who testified there was no question George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen. Correspondent Jamie Yukas is at the courthouse in Minneapolis.
The defense's use of force expert Barry Broad said Chauvin was justified when he handcuffed George Floyd face down on the pavement.
Police officers don't have to fight fair.
The prosecution questioned Broad's judgment on cross-examination.
What part of this is not compliant?
A compliant person would have both their hands in the small of their back and just be resting comfortably.
Did you say resting comfortably?
I think he came off terribly.
Minnesota criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino, who is not affiliated with the case, said Broad's testimony lacked empathy.
He said that police don't have to fight fair. Actually, they do. The jury wants to see people on the stand who realize the gravity of the situation, regardless of whether they find that the use of force was reasonable or unreasonable.
There's still no word on whether Chauvin will testify. A prediction from the Surgeon General. A day after all 50 states agreed to temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine because of cases of serious blood clots. Dr. Vivek Murthy tells CBS News.
I think we will find out within days what the analysis is of this pause, and then we will be able to continue forward with our vaccination campaign.
There is concern it will change people's minds about getting vaccinated. Not Paul Meehan's. He was in line at Indianapolis Motor Speedway when he found out he'd be getting a different shot.
I'd rather get the J&J, but if they're going to let me come back and get the Moderna here at the track, I'm more than willing.
Out of more than 7.2 million Americans who've gotten Johnson & Johnson's shot, at least six developed that clotting condition. One died. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS News.
This is a very rare event. It's less than one in a million. Having said that, you still want to be alert to some symptoms such as severe headache or some chest discomfort and difficulty breathing.
Six people have been rescued. Coast Guard cutters and a helicopter are looking for a dozen others after a boating accident off the coast of Louisiana. WWL-TV's Paul Dudley is in Port Fouchon.
A commercial lift boat capsized during an afternoon of severe weather just south of Grand Isle. Really, really rough waters. Now, we know that the U.S. Coast Guard and several Good Samaritan vessels responded and worked to rescue those on board, but the search does continue.
Details are emerging about a series of missteps ahead of January's attack on the Capitol. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has the details.
A watchdog report obtained by the Associated Press found expired weapons that couldn't be used by Capitol Police, some more than 20 years old, riot shields that shattered, and inadequate training, poor intelligence. It describes disagreements between officials over whether National Guard forces should be used. The report also notes a missed memo from the FBI that indicated online activists planned a war on January 6th.
A congressional hearing will be held on the report tomorrow. The Senate votes today on opening debate on an anti-Asian hate crimes bill. The legislation, drafted by Democrats, calls for the Department of Justice to coordinate with local law enforcement to facilitate and raise awareness about reporting hate crimes. President Biden is expected to announce today he plans to end America's longest war. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
For weeks, the White House has pointed to the logistical difficulties of pulling roughly 2,500 troops out of Afghanistan by the May 1st deadline set during the Trump administration. Now aides say that's when the drawdown will begin. The plan is for no U.S. troops to be stationed in Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A senior official told reporters that the president rejected the notion of a conditions-based withdrawal, calling that a recipe for staying in Afghanistan forever.
Iran is vowing to increase uranium enrichment dramatically after a weekend attack on one of its nuclear facilities. President Hassan Rouhani calls it an answer to evilness, accusing Israel of trying to derail talks to revive a nuclear agreement with the U.S. Israeli officials haven't commented on the attack. A break in a murder mystery in California dating back decades.
It's a quarter century cold case police believe they have solved.
It's been a puzzle, and it's a very slow process to find each of those little pieces.
San Luis Obispo Sheriff Ian Parkinson, 25 years after Kristen Smart disappeared, police arrested a college friend, Paul Flores. They are still looking for her body.
It's safe to say we're checking everywhere possible.
Authorities say new evidence emerged in the last few years, some of it resulting from a podcast about the case. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The suspect's father has also been arrested. The Arizona Republic is reporting volleyball star Molly Lillard was shot to death in a murder-suicide in Scottsdale. Police tell the paper her husband killed himself during a standoff with SWAT teams. They found the couple's 8-month-old child uninjured. Molly Lillard's father is former New York Jets wide receiver Al Toon. Disney is relaxing the dress code for employees.
Walt Disney's original rules for theme park workers were pretty strict. No nail polish, no beards, or even mustaches, even though he had one. But in 2021, Disney Corporation says it's loosening up the rules for hair, nail polish, jewelry, even tattoos. On the Disney Parks blog, the park's chairman writes that the changes let Disney remain relevant in today's workplace and allow its employees, called cast members, to better express their cultures and individuality. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A country music star is scrapping his summer tour dates.
Looks like I'm learning the hard way again.
2 months after a video surfaced of Morgan Wallen shouting a racial slur, he says he's working to improve, but needs more time to make amends. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.